After complaints of inhumane treatment in women's correctional facilities throughout Florida, one lawmaker is calling for a change. I'm Blaze Ganey. In 2015, the Miami Herald wrote about conditions at the Lowell Correctional Institution in Ocala. The report contained comments from inmates who say they've been pressured by guards to have sex to avoid punishment or receive hygiene products. There were also stories about inmates dying under suspicious conditions after making complaints about ill treatment. After hearing similar stories from women at Lowell Correctional Institution and other prisons throughout Florida, Democrat Representative Chevron Jones says he wants changes.
I've heard it from these various women about men guards who would make women do sexual favors in exchange for feminine products or for health products.
Dignity for Incarcerated Women Act, sponsored by the South Florida representative, would make those items free. The bill also requires that healthcare products be placed in common housing areas. Jones said many of the requirements of the bill are things he thought were already practiced.
One would think that we are ensuring that although an individual may be incarcerated, that he or she, but in this instance, she will still be given the dignity that she deserves while behind bars, outside of whatever crime she committed.
The proposed law also requires that male correctional officers announce their presence when entering a housing unit and also document if they pat down a woman. Florida Police Benevolent Association's Executive Director Matt Puckett says that's already being done.
That's standard. If you do a pat down, you're going to do an incident report on that and document it. And my guess is most of the, I'd say the large majority of officers would prefer to have female officers do the pat downs on females.
The legislation says the only reason a male correctional officer should conduct a pat down or body cavity search on a woman is when there's an immediate risk and a female guard is not available. But Puckett believes that may be difficult due to staff shortages and scheduling conflicts.
The problem that you're going to have with, you know, most agencies, but particularly with the Department of Corrections, is the staffing and the shortages. So there just may not be feasible with who is working the shift.
If Jones's measure is approved, restrooms, showers, and other areas where incarcerated women may be undressed will be off limits to male officers unless there is a medical emergency or an immediate risk of harm to an inmate or staff. Representative Jones says it's still early in the bill process, and like most legislation, he expects the proposal to be changed by the time it reaches the floor.
There are some parts in there that may stay in there and some things that may come out. And some things may be defined just a little bit more.
The bill is being sent to three committees. Its first stop is the Criminal Justice Subcommittee. A hearing date has not been announced.